T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, is on the line. He was just on the conference call that Bob Myers held with the media. JD, good morning. What did you learn from the conference call?
Well, Kevin Durant, not a lot new to shed on it, other than Kevin Durant's going to be headed back to the Bay Area at some point later today to begin that rehab, which is going to keep him out, 4 weeks plus. He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. 4 weeks is March 29th, and there's exactly 6 weeks to go in the regular season right now. So there were a couple of questions about, the play of Gortat on Pachulia and whether or not, there was anything to that play. Bob Myers said he didn't think there was anything untoward about that play, or they hadn't said that it was a dirty play or anything like that. Nothing they had questioned internally with the Warriors, and he also stressed the fluid situation with respect to their roster. Without getting into names specifically, obviously it's been reported that there's going to be a shift between Jose Calderon and now Matt Barnes returning to the Warriors to help play some of those minutes at the 3-4 position. So at this stage, Bob Myers stopped short of saying they received good news, because Kevin Durant's going to be out over 4 weeks. But, it's also not a season-ending injury, so the Warriors, it looks, will have an opportunity to get him back in six and a half weeks when the playoffs begin.
JD, can you elaborate when you say he's out for 4 weeks? That didn't say, but he can start the rehab. So rehab is still meaning that he's rehabbing, still probably shooting the ball around. Tell him what rehab mean, even though 4 weeks. 4 weeks just mean till he's playing in a game, but rehab, tell him what that part means.
Yeah, well, at this point, the 4 weeks is the point at which they're going to reevaluate the knee and see exactly where he's at. At that point, they're going to determine the timetable for his return. So at that point, I would say, and again, I don't want to get into the firm numbers, but we're talking about greater than 4 weeks as far as the time that he's going to miss. If they evaluate him in 4 weeks, and they say, all right, the knee looks pretty good, this is what he has to do now to get back on the court to where he can play in games and games that matter, it's probably another, at least 10 days to 2 weeks beyond that, which puts you right around the end of the regular season and the beginning of the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, there are things that he's going to start doing in terms of treatment and everything, probably today or tomorrow in terms of, trying to get it as healthy as possible, as quickly as possible. So he is going to leave the team and come back to the Bay Area early to get that process rolling.
Our super reporter, John Dickinson, joining us on 95.7 The Game. JD, just on a conference call with the GM, Bob Myers. Did he address the starting lineup and who might step in and fill KD's role? And if he didn't address it, what do you think the Warriors might do going forward starting tomorrow in Chicago?
Yeah, that's obviously something that'll be a collaborative effort with Steve Kerr, deciding. And it wasn't something that was specifically discussed, but they're going to need a lot of minutes from really Matt Barnes once that signing becomes official at both the 3 and the 4 position. I mean, I think the reason they had to go out and get Barnes, whether you like him or don't like him or think that, he's maybe, close to the end as far as what you saw from him with the Sacramento Kings earlier in the year, they need somebody, a space filler that knows how to be an NBA player at those two positions and play a lot of minutes to prevent Andre Iguodala from having to play a lot of minutes. And really the power forward position, I think, is the key in this whole thing, because you look at it, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, those are the primary two players that play the power forward position. So they're going to have to reevaluate that a little bit. Maybe David West has to play some power forward, which he's done throughout his career. Maybe Barnes has to play some backup power forward and a lot of minutes, because the one thing they don't want to do is have to play Andre Iguodala a lot of minutes. So, Patrick McCaw is another guy that I think, to keep the rotation intact, they could play a little smaller and insert him into the starting lineup with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. So there are options. I don't think, you know, I think it's a situation where you'd probably see McCaw or Iguodala, but eventually I think they'd want to put Iguodala back into that bench role because they don't want to have him playing extra minutes in games here these last 6 weeks that could have him in a position where he's tired for a postseason run.
95.7 The Game reporter John Dickinson with Joe Lowndes on 95.7 The Game. JD, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, you got it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.